2, Universe Organization. The Creator Sons are preceded in universe organization by the Power Directors and other beings originating in the third source and center. From the energies of space thus previously organized, Michael, your Creator Son, established the inhabited realms of the universe of Nebadon, and ever since has been painstakingly devoted to their administration. From pre-existent energy, these divine sons materialize visible matter, project living creatures, and with the cooperation of the universe presence of the Infinite Spirit, create a diverse retinue of spirit personalities. These power directors and energy controllers, who long preceded the Creator Son in the preliminary physical work of universe organization, later serve in magnificent liaison with this universe Son, forever remaining in associated control of those energies which they originally organized and circuitized. On Salvington, there now function the same 100 power centers who cooperated with your Creator Son in the original formation of this local universe. The first completed act of physical creation in Nebadon consisted in the organization of the headquarters world, the architectural sphere of Salvington, with its satellites. From the time of the initial moves of the power centers and physical controllers to the arrival of the living staff on the completed spheres of Salvington, there intervened a little over 1 billion years of your present planetary time. The construction of Salvington was immediately followed by the creation of the 100 headquarters worlds of the projected constellations and the 10,000 headquarters spheres of the projected local systems of planetary control and administration, together with their architectural satellites. Such architectural worlds are designed to accommodate both physical and spiritual personalities, as well as the intervening Marantia or transition stages of being. Salvington, the headquarters world of Nebadon, is situated at the exact energy mass center of the local universe. But your local universe is not a single astronomic system, though a large system does exist at its physical center. Salvington is the personal headquarters of Michael of Nebadon, but he will not always be found there. While the smooth functioning of your local universe no longer requires the fixed presence of the Creator Son at the capital sphere, this was not true of the earlier epochs of physical organization. A Creator Son is unable to leave his headquarters world until such a time as gravity stabilization of the realm has been effected through the materialization of sufficient energy to enable the various circuits and systems to counterbalance one another by mutual material attraction. Presently, the physical plan of a universe is completed, and the Creator Son, in association with the Creative Spirit, projects his plan of life creation. Whereupon does this representation of the Infinite Spirit begin her universe function as a distinct creative personality? When this first creative act is formulated and executed, there springs into being the bright and morning star, the personification of this initial creative concept of identity and ideal of divinity. This is the chief executive of the universe, the personal associate of the Creator Son, one like him in all aspects of character, though markedly limited in the attributes of divinity. And now that the right-hand helper and chief executive of the Creator Son has been provided, there ensues the bringing into existence of a vast and wonderful array of diverse creatures. The sons and daughters of the local universe are forthcoming, and soon thereafter the government of such a creation is provided, extending from the supreme councils of the universe to the fathers of the constellations and the sovereigns of the local systems, the aggregations of those worlds which are designed subsequently to become the homes of the varied mortal races of will creatures, and each of these worlds will be presided over by a planetary prince. And then, when such a universe has been so completely organized and so repletely manned, does the Creator Son enter into the Father's proposal to create mortal man in their divine image? The organization of planetary abodes is still progressing in Nebadon, for this universe is, indeed, a young cluster in the starry and planetary realms of Orvontan. At the last registry, there were 3,840,101 inhabited planets in Nebadon, and Satania, the local system of your world, is fairly typical of other systems. Satania is not a uniform physical system, a single astronomic unit or organization. Its 619 inhabited worlds are located in over 500 different physical systems. Only 5 have more than 2 inhabited worlds, and of these, only 1 has 4 peopled planets, while there are 46 having 2 inhabited worlds. The Satania system of inhabited worlds is far removed from Uversa, and that great sun cluster which functions as the physical or astronomic center of the 7th superuniverse. From Jerusalem, the headquarters of Satania, it is over 200,000 light-years to the physical center of the superuniverse of Orvontan, far, far away in the dense diameter of the Milky Way. Satania is on the periphery of the local universe, and Nebadon is now well out towards the edge of Orvontan. From the outermost system of inhabited worlds to the center of the superuniverse is a trifle less than 250,000 light-years. The universe of Nebadon now swings far to the south and east in the superuniverse circuit of Orvontan. The nearest neighboring universes are Avalon, Hensalon, Sansalon, Portalon, Wolvering, Fanoving, and Alvering. But the evolution of a local universe is a long narrative. Papers dealing with the superuniverse introduce this subject. Those of this section, treating of the local creations, continue it, while those to follow, touching upon the history and destiny of Urantia, complete the story. But you can adequately comprehend the destiny of the mortals of such a local creation only by a perusal of the narratives of the life and teachings of your Creator Son, as he once lived the life of man, in the likeness of mortal flesh, on your own evolutionary world.